Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from sunny Phoenix, Arizona. And it is December 2nd, which means it's the second day of Dog Days of Advent. And you're saying, Chuck, what happened to day number one? Well, the technology gremlins got me again. Let's just leave it at that. It's been a crazy couple of weeks, and I want to catch you up with what's been happening since the Dog Days of Podcasting in August. There have been a number of things that have changed. First of all, I have a new position at work. I think I mentioned that. We were going through some interviews and whatnot during the Dog Days in August, and I got the position on the marketing team, and it has been a wonderful position. It is a wonderful job, wonderful role. There is one big major project. Excuse me. That we are working on to get the what we're calling a success center online, and I am one of many teams. It turns out that my position is also available in the other business units. As we grew as a company and created more products, we have a business unit for basically each major product family, and I am the technical product marketing manager for the platform. There's also one for our IT service management products, one for our security products, et cetera, et cetera. So there's about six groups, and I believe that makes eight people because two of the larger ones have two TPMMs on them. So I am now one of many of a family, but in terms of seniority, some of these people didn't start until the project was well underway in November. So I'm the old guy on the block, even though the role is only 3 months old. I checked yesterday, as a matter of fact. I'm in the oldest 1% of employees in the company at the moment, because we've grown so much. There are so many employees right now that and when I started, I think I was like number 175, and now I'm down around 62, and we have about 6,700 employees in there. So I am truly an old timer at ServiceNow, and we just passed Dave Slusher and Josh Nereus, whom I both work with. They just passed their four-year anniversary. I got a picture on Facebook of Steve Holden from when we were in San Diego, just after these two started. Steve Holden and me and Dave and Josh and another gentleman, Chris Malloy, at, where were we? We were somewhere down, I can't remember what the restaurant was. It was one of the breweries, I think, or pizza place. Dang, can't remember. I can see it in my head, and I know where it is. I could probably drive there, but I just can't remember the name. But maybe one of these guys can. A lot of good times. Anyway, back to the other things that have changed. The Podcasting for Dummies book is out, despite all of the challenges and trials and tribulations that we had over the summer. Things got out. As soon as we had some delivered, one of my friends cracked it open and said, "What is YouTube.com?" It's like, somebody misspelled YouTube, and the editor never found it and fixed it. Like, damn it. That shouldn't have happened if the editor was doing her job. So I am officially throwing her under the bus. But in other respects, it's absolutely thrilling. It's fun. We got the books shipping in October. We got the workshop PIY podcast, Do It Yourself, went off very well on the 28th of October. If you ever watch a Technorama video or maybe one of my work videos, you'll see the Podcasting for Dummies, the new third edition Podcasting for Dummies sign hanging in the background with my name and T. Morris's name on it in the studio. Looks great. Having a lot of fun with that. I've also launched a couple new series at work, two video series. One is episodic and takes you through the building of an application on the ServiceNow platform. The other is live streamed on Twitch and YouTube. I'm going to say that. And I help out people in our community. I think I mentioned before that I've been doing this for about a year and a half, almost 2 years solid, and have the highest ranking in the community. And I said, well, if I'm doing this anyway, and I've got the video equipment, let's see what happens. Let's try and live stream it and see if anybody watches. And I've got about a dozen viewers in the morning. I do this at 6 a.m. my time, which is 8 a.m. Eastern. I had to do a little bit of modifications in the studio, with the backdrops. I have a white, black, and green screen backdrop, and I wanted to use a green screen so that I could put my talking head down in the corner of the screen while you saw what I was working on in the main screen, and then I could talk over it and point to things and whatnot. So it's just sort of a nice personal way of what goes through my mind as I answer these questions and dig into the conversations and learn something and explore. It's a little more insight rather than just here's your answer. Well, here's how I got to the answer, and even some best practice. And some of it is career advice. People saying, hey, how can I master an interview with a company if I'm interviewing for a ServiceNow position? Yeah, that stuff comes up in our community. It's not all technical and scripting questions. It's a lot of fun. So I got that started. Yeah, it's off to a good start. I expect as soon as we socialize it a little bit more, we'll have some more fun with that. I'm curious and I'm hopeful that this turns out, because since we did the dog days, I noticed my iPhone 6 Plus, the headphone jack, is getting a little sketchy. And my microphone is plugged into the headphone jack right now. And I've been told on conference calls that people lose my audio for a little while, even though I'm hardwired. No Bluetooth or anything. It's right into the headphone jack. And sure enough, as I've been recording, if I jiggle it, it'll cut out and in and out. And that's going to be my prompt to get a new phone pretty soon. Looking at maybe after Christmas. It really depends on what I do in the studio. The new iMac Pros are coming out in December, and it is now officially December. And I would really, 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 really like to get one to upgrade the video machine, because the Mac Mini isn't able to run all the cameras in the studio at the same time. There are a total of 7 cameras, 6 usually, but 7 if we get a studio full of people. And I can only really run about 4 reliably, given the CPU. And I tried to max this thing out with an i7 and lots of RAM, and it struggles to keep up on the CPU. So a new iMac Pro, probably 8-core, Xeon, will do much better. I'm going to start researching them in a little bit. I am a bachelor this week. Donna is in Michigan visiting family, so I am getting odd jobs and whatnot done around the house. Not spending a whole lot of money, but we are going to have a Green Bay Packers football party with me and Scott Tyler. And you remember Scott? He moved out here. They got their house in August. He used to live 3 blocks away from me. Now he lives about 40 minutes away from me, but that's okay. And also Mike Stockton, an associate from work, that we're stopping by, and we're going to cook brats, we're going to drink beer, we're going to watch the Packers, and then we're going to watch the movie The 60-Yard Line, which I think I mentioned before. We caught this at Phoenix Comic Con at the film festival, I believe it was in May. We interviewed the director, the writer, the 3 of the crew, and actors, and it was an independent film, so they wore multiple hats. We interviewed them on Technorama and TG Geeks, and I've been keeping in touch with them, and it is now available for sale on iTunes. So I bought it because we didn't get a chance to see it in theaters. It was playing around the Midwest, and we'll be watching that. So it's a double feature tomorrow. First, we'll watch the Packers hopefully win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I will let you know how that goes. And then we will watch The 60-Yard Line. I recommend it. It's a fun romantic comedy. If you have anything to do with football or the Green Bay Packers in particular, it's a lot of fun. It's $14 worth of fun, and you're supporting a good cause. I wish these guys well, and I hope they can put out more information. Speaking of the Mac Mini, Black Friday was completely black for me, because I walked in and it said, hey, would you like to do the upgrade to High Sierra? And I said, sure. And somewhere in the upgrade process, it went because it refused to boot. It was coming up with this ugly error message on the terminal screen, and I eventually had to rebuild the whole thing from scratch. So I reloaded the OS. I was able to get into a terminal in the safe recovery mode and copy everything off to an external hard drive so that should anything blow up, it was fine. Well, I brought it back up, and the OS was running great until Sunday night when we tried to do our podcast. And for whatever reason, I couldn't get Craig's video from one machine onto the video machine using Desktop Presenter. It was just a static image. After lots of debugging on Sunday night and Monday, I found out that the OS install really didn't go all that well, so I formatted the hard drive, I reloaded, and I took stuff off of that external backup and put it back on the Mac Mini. It's behaving itself now, but I still need to go into Wirecast and put all the pictures back. When you set up I'm going to just call it a studio setup, because I've got two of them right now. One for the community, where I do my talking head over a backdrop of the live screen. And then Technorama, where we've got multiple cameras and we've got some still images. I went to look at the Technorama setup, and all of the images were black. Instead of seeing Technorama logos and Chuck and Craig as Simpson characters and I've got about 20 images in there that we use on a regular basis. They were all black. And it said, I can't find them. Well, they're in the exact same folder and directory as they were before, but I don't know if it was referencing by some hard drive inode number or what. But now I've got to go back and rebuild that setup, which is going to take me probably an hour or better. So I'm not too happy about that. There's no show this weekend, so I do have time to recover that. And like I said, I'm a bachelor, so I've got some time to kill to do that. It's just one of those things that I'm not looking forward to. Bit of travel coming up this week. I will be talking to you on the road a couple of times. Look forward to that. You know how that goes. I travel a bit. Holidays are coming up. I wish everybody the best. This is going to be a fun advent calendar. So thank you for joining me for day two. I am Chuck Tomasi, and where is my outro? See if I remember how to run this still.